Interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hi, friends. 2022 is rolling right along, and there are so many exciting and wonderful experiences ahead. I'm excited to share a number of those with you all and our incredible guest here in the studio. Before I introduce her, I do want to quickly give a shout out to a couple of our key sponsors. We appreciate you each and every year coming back with us as we are celebrating our 11th season of the show. We're so thrilled. True Color Salon and Spa, the largest salon throughout the Treasure Coast, they have a 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. So in the new year, if you're looking for a fresh look, cut, color, style, you name it, they have stylists to honor every budget and expertise for every hair type. And if for some reason you don't like any of those changes, they'll have you come back and do it differently. So that's wonderful. They also provide a number of additional services, massage, waxing, electrolysis, and more. Please check out my friends at True Color Salon and Spa. They have evening and weekend hours, 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. You won't be disappointed. Also, a special thank you to my friends at treasurecoast.com. That's right. Over 80,000 unique views going to this website each and every month. And they allow you to post your live music and your events for free. They just want guests and residents to know where all of these things are, how it's happening. And this fits in perfectly, our friends at treasurecoast.com, with our guest here in the studio today, because we have a lot going on in Indian River County as we celebrate the arts in so many ways. So thank you to Elise Mahavlich. She is our administrative manager with the Indian River Cultural Council, one of my longest lasting groups that since I joined the White Glove Moving and Storage team 10 years ago, I quickly got involved with the Cultural Council. It aligns so beautifully with the number of the fine art services that White Glove Moving and Storage provides. And now there's even better, more exciting things ahead as we look into the new year. So, Elise, darling, we have something coming up in February. I can't wait for folks to hear about this.
Yes. Hi, Anna. Thank you so much for a great intro. I'm really excited. The Cultural Council of Indian River County, like everyone else, has been quiet these past couple of years. Our biggest fundraisers in the past have just been the Laurel Awards, and we don't do a whole lot of fundraising, and we haven't in the past 2 years. So now we're coming on strong in 2022 yes. with an event, first-time event, inaugural event. Remains to be seen whether it'll be an annual.
let's see how it works out
we'll
in the
wash. We'll see, but we're very excited for Treasures 2022.
Me also.
Yes, and this is going to be a vintage antique art and collectible sale held at the Heritage Center the first weekend in February, which on Friday night happens to coincide with the gallery stroll.
Perfect.
So as you're strolling the galleries, I hope your stroll takes you down to the Heritage Center to peruse the items. We'll have over 300 items to fit all budgets. We have, like I said, some collectibles, some vintage and antiques, crystal, Wedgwood. We'll have some oriental rugs, furniture, some really cool stuff, something for everyone, something you didn't know you needed, but there it is right there at Treasures 2022 at the Heritage Center.
That is the thing about treasure hunting, if you will. It's there one moment and gone the next, so you must act on those impulses. If you think it's perfect, there's no denying yourself this gift in the new year.
I agree.
So let's talk location, because a number of our listeners from Sebastian to Stewart might not be familiar with Gallery Stroll in Vero Beach or where the Heritage Center is located.
Yeah, happy to say Gallery Stroll is a monthly first Friday from 5 to 8. And that is most of our galleries in our arts district are centered on 14th Avenue. And that's between 23rd Street and about 19th Street. So up and down, just a few blocks long, but packed with some beautiful artwork and mostly local artwork and some pretty amazing creations coming out of our residents here in Indian River County.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so also on 14th Avenue, you will find the Heritage Center, which also houses the Citrus Museum, a member of the Cultural Council. Sweet little museum. And
it sure is.
Yeah.
Their collection of the vintage citrus labels blows my mind. At a recent chamber breakfast, I announced to Heather, I said, we should make that into a calendar. And it was like a light bulb went off above her head. And I believe that it's in production.
I think that's great. In fact, speaking of, we will not only have the sale of over 300 collectibles and antiques, but we will also have a silent auction. We're getting some really great things. And one of the silent auction items is six, I think, citrus label crates reproductions.
Ooh.
And that's a really special gift from the Heritage Center, from the Citrus Museum.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. The bygone era, but it's just timeless.
Oh, they are so cool.
Vibrant, fun. Yeah. So let's talk times and dates for our listeners.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Mm-hmm. And on Friday night, it'd be 5 until 8 o'clock in the evening.
Coinciding the same hours as gallery stroll.
As the gallery stroll. Mm-hmm. And then Saturday, Sunday, 10 a.m. on Saturday to 5 p.m. And then 10 to 4 p.m. on Sunday. And I will say we'll have a food truck outdoors on Saturday and Sunday. So come spend an afternoon in the park, stroll around the gallery, stroll around downtown, have a bite to eat. It'll be a family friendly event for sure.
Yes, that sounds perfect.
Yeah.
And so many wonderful opportunities to meet and greet not just the gallery owners, but oftentimes their friends and relatives.
Yeah.
And you know, it just whenever I do gallery stroll, I'm always impressed by the number of folks that come out to support local talent.
Yeah.
And the number of requests and great conversation that come by just putting yourself in the middle of some of that action, which again, it's outdoors, you're strolling. Most of the galleries provide some sort of beverage, you're doing a little sipping. I mean, it's just really a time well spent. So again, that's the first weekend, February 4th, 5th, and 6th.
Yeah.
Downtown Vero Beach, 14th Avenue, also known as Main Street. You won't be disappointed.
The Heritage Center, come on out, say hello.
Check out Treasures.
Yeah.
Now, the Cultural Council has a passion for art, and I've seen statewide there be a big initiative for more art in public places, and I see that that's something that you are also, as the organization and, of course, as residents, you know, we're doing a lot to focus and rebrand with the design district and so forth. So I see that we have some additional art in public places you wanted to highlight on today's show.
Yeah, well, that is one of our premier programs in addition to the Cultural Arts Guide, which we can talk about. But the Art in Public Places program has been going on for a dozen years at least, probably even more than that, as they came along. And it's different things in different cities. We are here in Indian River County. We are in three of our government buildings, the County Courthouse, Indian River County Courthouse, and at the Intergenerational Center,
there
a little bit of South
Oslo.
Vero,
off
Oslo, and the County Administration Buildings A and B.
Uh-huh.
And we also have a fourth venue that has been under construction. That would be the municipal airport. They've been a little out of commission for our art, but that is our fourth, currently our fourth location. And we are looking to build on that with a Sebastian location and a Fellsmere location. So we're really excited about expanding. And when we talk about fundraising, that fundraising is where a lot of this, you know, our monies go to keep these programs going. And the Art in Public Places is just that. It is an opportunity for our artists, local artists, individuals, just making beautiful works in their homes, in their home galleries, home studios. It gives them an opportunity to have some exposure in the community because not everybody can get into a gallery.
Fair point.
And yeah. So our member artists, we send out a call through these currently three locations looking to expand. We have the rotating exhibits about every 3 to not quite as long as 4 months, but it depending on the timing of the year. So at least every 3 months, we rotate exhibits out of these venues. And the first thing that we do is put a call out to the artist from into our member artists. And sometimes there's a theme, as in this time around, or what's happening out there. The courthouse is a beautiful, beautiful exhibit by Yvonne Steer and Sheila McAvoy called Spoken in Thread. And these two women are fabric artists.
Ooh.
And absolutely gorgeous, gorgeous work, needlework, and it's something like you've never seen before, just artwork with fabric. It's beautiful. So that was the theme that we instituted there in the courthouse. Currently at the A and B buildings, we'll be switching out shortly, but the theme there is water, water everywhere. And so the artists who responded with submissions, there's water somewhere in their artwork.
Or everywhere, Elise.
Or everywhere. Well, in their artwork in particular.
Yes.
And then at the IG Center, currently, it's just an artist choice. It'll be mixed media at January 26th. But right now, it's just artist choice. And so it's always a delight for me to receive submissions from the artists here in Indian River County. And it's just some amazing work that comes across my desk. And then my pleasure to put it out there in these different venues, these public places.
Most certainly. And of course, so many of these spaces that you mention, you're usually there waiting a few minutes. So why not have something beautiful to look at, comment upon? And let's just give our listeners, if we could, Elise, a quick overview of the Cultural Council itself. Because when we get back from a commercial break, I want to delve into the guide and what a useful tool that is.
Sure.
And different locations where folks could get it, because it's very much so relevant for the next several months. However, I feel like our listeners, especially those that might be closet artists or organizations that cater to the artist community, if they aren't already familiar, would be happy to learn more.
Yeah, happy to say that. And I'm talking mostly now about our member artists, but we have members from all walks of life. Of course, the Cultural Council is, I want to say, the wind beneath the wings of all the cultural arts in Indian River County, and that is the performing arts, the musical arts, literary arts, as well as the visual arts. And so we are there to just assist from the individual artist to the smaller galleries to the Vero Beach Museum of Art, from the local art, local theater community, rather, the Theater Guild here. Amazing productions, amazing production values from local folks, up to the professional theater, Riverside Theater. And so everything in between, we promote and market for, advocate for through the state. We are a resource for artists and members who are looking for grants and additional funding, so they can come to us and say, what is available to us.
Uh-huh.
We were a great resource throughout the pandemic and all of the funding that was coming down through the federal grants for everyone who needed additional support, additional funds through the hardest times of the pandemic and through the hardest times of the closures. And so we had all that information available to our members and the public, actually, who needed to know how to navigate those funding resources.
And in addition, you are housed downtown.
We are. We're right in the heart of it. We are currently occupying a couple of offices, some space in the Indian River County Chamber of Commerce building. And we have a lovely office, lovely people that we share the office with. And I would say to anybody out there who's listening, who is a member, we have a little members nook where we are happy to display any kind of literature, brochures, pamphlets, Booklets, anything they want to put out there, because we get a lot of traffic, especially through the Chamber of Commerce, and people find their way to, I'm right off the front, off the front reception desk. Come and say hello to me, and check out our members' nook, or you can just pick up a brochure or three if you've got visitors coming into town, or you're just looking for something to do over the weekend.
I think that that is really valuable to members. And again, members don't just have to be artists. They can be businesses that cater to the art community. At White Glove Moving and Storage, we joined nearly a decade ago, providing those fine art storage and creating solutions. Our sister team at Pac-Mail Beachside, again, another valuable partner, a business that really works hand in hand with the artist community, helping them ship their art to destinations nationwide, internationally. And so it's important for folks to probably go check out that website, right?
Yeah. A White Glove, a business partner that to end all business partnerships.
Yay!
We so appreciate it. There's so much that you do for us, especially when it comes to the guide. But yeah, you are staunch supporters of the Cultural Council, and we do really appreciate it. You can be a business partner. We've got the all kinds of community organizations, the Gifford Youth Orchestra.
Yes, where you're able
churches.
To cross-promote each other's efforts. And I think that that's a beautiful thing. What is that website for our listeners before we jump to a break?
I'll say it's cultural-council.org. Remember the dash, cultural-council.org.
Wonderful. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to my friend Elise Mahavlich. She is our administrative manager for the Indian River Cultural Council. We're talking about the upcoming inaugural Treasures event that first weekend of February, and so much more in store with what the Cultural Council of Indian River can do for you this coming year. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery, your hostess with the mostest. Don't go anywhere.
Don't settle for fancy nails, get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, CaliberHomeLoansTreasureCoast.com.
Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
It's a down-home tradition. The Fellsmere Frog Leg Festival gets hoppin' January 20th. It's the biggest frog leg festival in the world. Enjoy mouth-watering frog leg and gator tail dinners, browse hundreds of booths for unique gifts, and listen to great music and enjoy the fun carnival rides. Discover why the Fellsmere Frog Leg Festival is a January tradition for so many. Admission and parking are free. The 31st Annual Fellsmere Frog Leg Festival, January 20th through the 23rd. Details at froglegfestival.com.
It's time to call Easy Brew Coffee and Bottled Water Service and learn just how much you can save and how convenient it is to have your coffee and bottled water delivered right to your home or office. In addition to water coolers, Easy Brew offers individual bottles of water in 8 or 16 ounce bottles. No more lugging it home or dragging it into the office. Serving the Treasure Coast for over 2 decades, 2 letters, 1 simple name, Easy for Easy Brew. Visit e-zbrew.com or call 800-792-3285. Easy Brew.
Revive Vero Beach, located next to Anytime Fitness on Oslo Road and 27th Avenue, has everything you need to look and feel your best, including hormone replacement therapy, stem cell therapy, sexual wellness, weight loss, laser aesthetics, hair, tattoo, and skin spot removal, Botox and fillers, cryotherapy, comprehensive blood work, and everybody's favorite, ozone and IV therapy. Refresh, renew, and revitalize yourself at Revive today. Call 772-492-6607. A member of the iTex trading community. Your iTex dollars are welcome.
Olive is a sweet elementary school boy frightened to go to school on Valentine's Day.
He tries to defeat the Princess of Love, but along the way he learns the meaning of true love. Local author Helen Millman's new inspirational children's book makes the perfect gift. Olive and the Valentine Spell is available through your local bookstore, Amazon, Books A Million, and Barnes & Noble.
If you operate a small business, you need services like payroll, tax compliance, HR tools, and other resources. You need Complete Employee Solutions. Vero Beach has a team of professionals, including Anthony Sammons, Matt McCain, and Jennifer Comer, who saw the need for competent payroll, HR, and employee leasing services. Call Complete Employee Solutions at 772-978-7277 or visit their website at CompleteEmployeeSolutions.com.
Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today.
Friends, the Treasure Coast Insider celebrating 11 years. Where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast. I am Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest. Shout out to my friends at Foxy Nails. Two locations, one in Vero, one on Seaway Drive in South Hutchinson Island, Fort Pierce. Open 7 days a week. Manicures, pedicures, lash extensions, waxing. Kids, guys, gals, walk-ins, welcome. You will love it. Nail artists, I'm telling you, you pick out something, they can implement it. You can do a fun design for Valentine's, all sorts of things. Thank you to Foxy's and Caliber Home Loans, where home loans is all that they do. They have offices throughout the Treasure Coast, Melbourne, Vero, St. Lucie. They love to give back to the community. They love the real estate community. They are going to be hosting the Alive at Five for the Realtors Association of Indian River County's Mixer, the first one in 2 years. We'll be hosting it at the Crab Stop. Shout out to my friends over at the Crab Stop. They are our host venue for the Treasure Coast Premier Women's Network the second Friday of each month, and we love them. And so this will be a really good time. Caliber Home Loans, always using local appraisers. They never sell your loan. There's just so much that they can offer you, and starting with a complimentary consultation. Home ownership, it's the American dream, and with tax season fast approaching, you might have a nice little chunk of change to put towards a down payment, be pre-qualified, ready to jump on that house. With the market so hot, you want to be ready. You want to be ready. Thank you again to our beautiful guest here in the studio, Elise Mahavlich. She's our administrative manager for the Indian River Cultural Council, where we have our inaugural Treasures event.
Yes, Treasures 2022.
And that is going to coincide with Gallery Stroll, which is always the first Friday of every month in downtown Vero Beach, right on Main Street. But this time, there's going to be a little something extra from 5 to 8 at the Heritage Center, right?
That's right. Yes. And then we continue the fun Saturday and Sunday.
So over 300 different arts, collectibles, antiques, and more. And on Saturday and Sunday, it'll be 10 to 5 and 10 to 4, respectively, with food trucks downtown.
Food truck downtown. And you can get a sneak peek of some of the items on our website, cultural-council.org, on the event page.
And in addition to that event page, there's an entire cultural calendar.
Yeah, yeah. Cultural calendar, the hard copy, the Cultural Arts Guide, is out every year. It's a 12-month guide to all of the arts and cultural events happenings, and up to date as much as it can be. And then on our website, the cultural calendar. So if you've wondering what to do for the weekend, if you've got some visitors coming in for the weekend, what to do with them, you can, the hard copy at your fingertips, what organizations have things going on, if you're not much for scrolling through month calendars. But in the meantime, on the website, that's the most up-to-date of what's going on, and you can filter it by organization, you can filter it by kind of activity. So family events or musical events or literary events, all filtered there.
How user-friendly.
Yes.
Well, there is many great things, beautiful artistry ahead in 2022. Thank you to Elise. Thank you to our cultural council. Ladies and gentlemen, check us out online at tcinsider.us. Until next week, cheers.